And we are already missing off our screens Jocks on Frillo from MasterChef, but we know that Junior MasterChef is on its way to Channel 10. We can't wait, though. We wanted to see how he's going. Hey, Jock.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Jock. Welcome to Air Fryer Day. This is where our radio show is committed to and gives away to everybody an air fryer. I have to start by asking, have you got an air fryer or do you do any air frying?
Listen, I tried to buy an air fryer at the beginning of lockdown when I was in Melbourne, and I couldn't get one.
Yeah, they're hot.
I've got every kitchen gadget under the sun, and I could not get an air fryer for love nor money. And we don't have it in the MasterChef kitchen, so I couldn't take one of them either.
Oh, no.
Do you know what, Jock, we're not kidding. When we do Air Fryer Day, we get more calls than anything we've ever done in the history of the show, like 4,000 calls. We gave away $50,000 not long ago and didn't get that many calls. That's
Stop
how popular
it.
These things are.
What's going on? And also, why do these people just not make more? It's like when the hot toy comes in for the kids at Christmas and you can't get one. It's just make more of them, for goodness sake.
And we'd love to give you one, but we don't give celebrities that call up on Air Friday Air Fryer, yeah, so you're a bit stiff.
That's a form of racism. Right.
Celebrityism. It's not right.
What's going on?
Jock, I wanted to ask this of a chef because is there any chef snobbery with air fryers? Because I had a little bit of it myself before I got one. Because when people are going, you can make chips or you can make croissants in 12 minutes. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to do it old school. I'm going to use a proper oven where it takes me an hour and a half to do a roast.
Look, I think for me, I'm a bit of a skeptic. Normally, but then what I do is I'll buy it, and then my wife hates it because I go into this full scientific research mode, and I will cook everything and anything in it and document it to see if it works or it doesn't work. And so I just get consumed by whatever it is I'm doing. So if I bought one of these, it's probably my wife's conversed with these people to make sure that I didn't get one. If it makes it easier, I'm all for it, but. I mean, I've got to say, there is the skeptic in me said, how is it possible that if you do put potatoes in this machine, that it is going to be any better than putting them in a deep fat fryer? I mean, hot chips, come on. They're like, it's the thing.
It works,
right?
Mate. I was a skeptic. I did not want to believe it. And then I brought some frozen chips, put them in there, and they're the best chips I've ever tasted. They're unbelievable. I don't know how.
Jock's finding that hard to believe.
I'll never know because I can't buy one, can I?
Other day, Jock, I ordered a pizza because they reckon reheated pizza tastes better than the pizza from the pizza shop when you order it the night before. That's so fair. I ordered a pizza the night before, put it in the fridge, didn't even eat it, and then the next day I heated it up in the air fryer and it was better than what it was when I ordered it. It was I don't understand.
Jock, you haven't even got one.
Like, now I'm frustrated. Now that's all I'm going to be thinking about for the rest of the day.
So we've ruined Jock's day. Apologies for that.
I know. Now, Junior MasterChef is on the way. Jock, I know we can't really talk about too much at the moment, but we're being teased about it. You've started filming?
We've finished filming.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, you get a lot done. How hard are they working you this year at Channel 10?
It's been really, really good. Working with kids is a pleasure. Obviously, I'm a dad, so I love kids anyway. But to be stuck in a room with a bunch of children acting the age of a child, I was so fun at home.
It's a great gig. Feathered like that gig.
Oh, mate, I'd love that gig. Now, obviously, the MasterChef for the adults is filmed in Melbourne, so this wasn't filmed in Melbourne because of the lockdown or...?
Yeah, no, it was filmed in Melbourne. So the day we started filming was the day that we went into the lockdown again. So all of the sort of procedures we put in place for COVID under filming when the last series was on sort of, you know, were present, but then it was amplified because it's children and children only allowed to be on set for a certain amount of time per day.
That's how I like it too.
Exactly. And so yeah. We were walking around going, oh, it's time for a cup of tea.
What a gig.
What's the age group? What's the cutoff? Like 16, 14? And what's the youngest?
It's 14. We sort of cast out 9 to 14 year olds. And then so we got a sort of a mix basically from the beginning of that. But I mean, I've got to say, you know, age aside, when I sort of looked at these kids and thought to myself, if this is the next generation of cooking, we're in safe hands, I tell you, because they can cook way better than I could at their age. It's incredible. And it's YouTube. You know, you go to kid and you say, hey, where did you learn how to make that? Did your mum show you your granny or something? And they're like, no, I learned it in YouTube.
Wow.
Like, YouTube's what? Amazing. Hey, mate, just quickly for another show, because Byron's a great cook. Like, he's a great cook.
Oh, thank you.
And he wants to know if there's going to be a senior MasterChef.
Oh,
so he could go
very
on
funny.
You can apply for the celebrity MasterChef.
Well, thank you. Well, that's the nicest thing Jock has said. Thank you, Jock. Very funny. All right, good on you, Jock. We appreciate it, mate. I'm actually about 2 years older than Fev, but look about 5 years younger. Anyway, Jock, good on you, mate. We'll be keeping our eye out for Junior MasterChef. Good on you.